minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful Friday morning. And of course, we do have our beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustad this Friday morning, the 7th of Dhulqa'dah, 1442. Ustad, welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 7th of Dhulqa'dah, 1442, and we focus on chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verses 24 to 26. If one goes to Madinah Munawwara, then you will know that Madinah Munawwara is semi-desert. But rahmatul alameen, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, made special supplication, dua, and you have the best dates there in the entire world. In Madinah Munawwara, you look at the tall, tall trees, and remember, despite there not being so much rain, but yet they yield, and you will see the produce is over 100 kilos per year. And for long duration they survive. So all this is the barakah, the blessing of the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So see the parable, the example Almighty Allah is giving on this wonderful day of Jumu'ah, Friday. Alam Tara, chapter 14, verse 24. O human being, what don't you see? Kayfa dharaballahu masalan, that how Almighty Allah sets forth the example and parable, kalimatan tayyibah, of the pure word, and that is the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Kalima tayyibah means kalima tawheed, that where we believe from the bottom of our heart, the inner recess of our heart, that truly none is worthy of worship except him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And therefore, when a person wishes to embrace Islam, he or she must utter those words, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasulu. I bear witness that truly there is none worthy of worship but Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and the Prophet Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the last and final messenger of Almighty Allah and the most beloved to Almighty Allah in the entire universe and creation. So this kalima tayyibah, these words here that are pure, wholesome, kashajaratin tayyibah, is like a tree that is also pure. And this tashbih, the similarity is given with the date tree, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and various compilations. Asluha sabit. If you look at the roots, is there down, down in the ground, and so firm. Remember that. You can't shake it, you can't just uproot it, and so forth. Wa faruha fi sama. And you see that the fruits of it are up in the sky, so high, high, high. So you see today the Muslim, that small little place you have, but where and where people are listening to you, and so forth and so on. So that you call barakah and blessing, that people remember limited resources, everything, but they are fuyuz and their barakah and their teaching, preaching is going to where and where. Imam Malik rahimahullah was writing his Mu'atta there in Madinah Munawwara. So many other scholars were writing as well. One student asked him, oh Ustadji, oh our beloved Sheikh and teacher, how do we know that whose Allah will accept? So he, Imam Malik, Imam Udar al-Hijra, said, that the person who does so solely, only, exclusively, for the love of Allah, Allah will let his books remain for posterity. How when Imam Malik passed away centuries ago, every Darul Uloom Madrasa today is still teaching his works. So that is the sincerity of these people there, remember. Otherwise, so many other books were written, but you see, nobody even knows about them, and then they just lie in the library, or they just perish, and so forth. So Thabitu, that is the foundation of it, the roots are deep down, and the fruit of it, remember, right up in the sky, meaning that the reward and the benefit is so much. Tu'uti ukulaha, and it brings its yield. This tree, it brings its fruit and yield. Kulla hinin, every season, bi'idhni rabbiha. So throughout the year, they're beneficial, they're an asset to humanity, not a liability. And that is the true Muslim, that is kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, propagating the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So why does Almighty Allah give these examples? وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ Almighty Allah sets forth these examples for humanity, Muslim and non-Muslim. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ So that they are the ones who accept the admonishment, accept the advices. Yet another place in the Noble Quran, Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 59, verse number 21, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ So that they wonder, ponder and reflect over these examples. Now things are recognized by their opposites. الْأَشْيَاءُ تُعْرَفُ بِأَصْدَادِهَا If we just take round figures, 7 billion people on this earth, 1 billion Muslim, 6 billion non-Muslim. So the example of the Muslim we gave you. Now what is the example of those people who are busy, engrossed in their blasphemy and kufr, in their shirk and polytheism, in their ilhad and in their atheism, and secularism, and every other system that takes them away from Almighty Allah. So what is their example? وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ خَبِيثًا And the parable example of a word that is very, very bad, and it has a terrible odor, and a terrible smell. It is خَبِيث, and it is impure. كَشَجَرَةٍ خَبِيثًا And the parable of it is like a tree that is also impure, and that is also, you know, people are immoral, you see, today. What then, what things? A simple thing like gender, there's a big debate. If you go and travel in this world, you will know before 30, 40 years ago, gender, they just had two columns. M and F, male and female. Now they say it's got nothing to do with the private. It's to do with your mind, what you think. And they will have 100 columns in some countries. Can you believe that? Regarding the gender of a person. So that is kashajaratin khabithatin ijtusat. Is like that evil, bad, horrible tree that has been uprooted. Why? It does not have a strong root, strong foundation. Min fawqil ard, uprooted from above the land and the sand. Ma laha min qarar, it does not have any stability. So therefore you see, everything that is based on batil, on falsehood, it must perish. That is the system of Almighty Allah. Innal batila kana zahuqa. That what is based on batil, it must perish. See South Africa. When the white apartheid minority regime were ruling, they never dreamt one day they will lose power because they had the world supporting them, America, Europe. They had the finest army in the whole Africa. But every day you see that one day came that they lost everything. So similarly, when you study secularism, Zionism, all these isms, socialism, communism, so everything sooner or later will fall apart because there's no stability. It's a liability to humanity. Islam only is the guarantor for the success of humanity and posterity. So may Almighty Allah make us of those who propagate the truth. true Islam without being apologetic and without compromising on the truth. Quickly, 3-4 quick announcements. Number one is today is Jumu'ah. Read Surah Kahf, read Durood Sharif abundantly. I sent out wonderful Duroods last night, mashallah. So read that salawat abundantly upon Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second one, today the khutbah will start from Makkah at around 11:25 South Africa time. 11:25, the khatib, the imam today will be Sheikh Usama Khayyat. So he will deliver the khutbah, perform the salat, inshallah. My Jummah, inshallah, I will be going here to the Sufi masjid nearby. And remember, I beg you, I appeal to you, all of you, this is exclusive for Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, tonight. Between 8 and 10, our brother Shafaat Ahmad Khan, Allah Ta'ala reward him, and our senior Hafiz, advocate Firoz Bouda, senior counsel, for 2 hours, inshallah, they will be discussing the Papuda Bill that has to do with each one of us, that how they want to curtail our religious rights and so forth. So you must listen to it, please, tonight between 8 and 10, and we will send out the podcast as well. So that is with Firoz Bouda, senior counsel, Hafizab, and with brother Shafaat Ahmad Khan, diarize it tonight, inshallah, between 8 and 10, to on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Barakallahu Fik.
Ustaz, a brother from Mayfair West wants to know that today is Jumu'ah. So they say 50 people only in the masjid. So should we perform our Salatul Jumu'ah at home, and give us the procedure, Ustaz?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First and foremost, I thank you, my brother, that we are dead against. I'm receiving so many people's correspondence that this organization, that organization are closing the masajid. Remember, O Muslim. Remember, O trustee, O ulama, O imams. You are digging your own grave. And remember, this is not what I'm saying. This is what Almighty Allah has said. Every person, Muslim, Muslimah, you the wife of the imam and the sheikh, you the wife of the trustee, read it and tell your husband that they can never ever close the masajid. The government didn't say you must close the mosque. So read Surah 2, Surah Baqarah. وَمَنَ أَظَلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ. Who can be a bigger tyrant, wrongdoer, oppressor? See, the words Allah is using compared to that person who closes the masajid, the mosque of Allah. So the mosque does not belong to you or your family. It belongs to Allah. Okay. It's waqf. Remember that. So we need to be clear on this issue. أَيُّذْكَرَ فِيهَ اسْمُهُ وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِيَا. So no one has the right to prevent people from coming to the mosque and so forth. We take the name of Almighty Allah. We will read our salat there and so forth. These people who are closing, actually, they are assisting in destroying the mosque, Allah forbid. That's what the Quran says. أُولَٰئِكَ مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ أَيَّدْخُلُوهَا إِلَّا خَائِفِينَ. They are the ones who said, no, if you go to the mosque, then you will get sick, you will get virus. You forgot the hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا. The most beloved place to Almighty Allah here in this world are the mosque and the masajid. When you enter the masjid, what you say? Allahumma iftah li abwaab rahmatik. Oh Almighty Allah, open the doors of mercy for me. Our belief must be the masjid, the mosque is the super spreader of Allah's mercy. Wa abghadul biladi ilallah aswaquha. And the most hated, detested place are the markets, the bazaar and the malls and so forth. You will never hear of a person closing his shop and so forth and so on. But they want to close the masjid which belongs to all. Almighty Allah. See the double standards there. Allah protect us. Now look at the consequences. Surah chapter 2 verse 114. And you can see it today. Maulvis and sheikhs went to court. Unprecedented in human history. That to close the masjid. Inna lillahi wa inna rajun. Lahum fi dunya khiz. They can try whatever they want to. For them is humiliation upon humiliation in this world. وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And for them, there will be a horrible, terrible, grievous punishment in the year after. Allah protect us.
Ameen.
So I beg you, number one, make sure your masajid remain open. Let's say that there in your town, there's only one mosque and they closed it. So in a case like that, we will tell you, fine, then you make your own jamaat. Remember that. Every street, make your own jamaat, 40, 50, the man, and so forth. So how are you going to do it? You want to know the manner and method? Very easy. 20 past 12, 25 past 12, half past 12, whatever time you sure, Zohar time, Jummah time has started, so you give the adhan. Thereafter, you give 5 minutes, brothers read the sunnahs and so forth. You don't have to deliver lecture and all that. And thereafter, the second adhan. And then the two khutbahs. The khutbah, any person who knows some surahs, you can just read. For example, in the first khutbah, you read whole surah Fatiha. And you read, wal asri inna a'tayna. So finish, the first khutbah is done. Second khutbah, you read surah Fatiha. And you read, qul a'udhu bil falak, qul a'udhu bil rabbin nas. Inna Allah malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. If you read that, very good. Durood Sharif upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter you go and perform the iqamat, and then 2 rakat first you read, and thereafter the sunnah. So if it is closed, then we will first say, go to your mosque. And even if you have to make 2 jamaats, 3 jamaats, 4 jamaats, is fine. Takrarul jamaat, because of the limitations, it's fine. That you have, you know, repeated, you have jamaat because of the condition, that's fine. But if it is closed and there's no other mosque, no other masjid, then every street, everywhere where you are, you make your own jamaat, mashallah. So start arranging everything from now, after Fajr, inshallah.
I see our friend says here from Lineja, Ustad, says that, where is Mufti Saab's common sense? Didn't Nabi Salaam say you must tie your camel? And at the time of Nabi Salaam, there was a plague. I can give you reference as well. Ustad.
Sometimes, you know, when people speak, they expose their jahalat, and that's what you are doing. You must remember that, that you are exposing your jahalat, because therefore Quran teaches us, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Not once in Islam, not once. The point we are discussing is closing of mosque. So you must show us, either in the Quran, either in the authentic Sunnah, that a time came where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba, the honorable Imams, closed the mosque. That's the point we're discussing. So you must remember, so for you, my brother, you're just exposing your jahalat. And I told you before, you think you know Islam, but you can't even read Quran properly. I'm telling you, you can't even make tafsir of 5 verses properly. So don't waste our time, brother, please. So you must remember that, absolute jahalat, ignorance. So to close the masjid, absolutely haram. And your maulvis who went to court, Allah's curse is on them. You must remember that.
Ustad, somebody from Hawick says here, dear Mufti Saab, our days are numbered. This year, I lost 40 family members and friends. It is hard to accept reality because death can strike anybody at any time. Dear Mufti Saab, is it best to start giving away my things while I'm alive? Ustad.
Remember that Quran Kareem teaches us that we must prepare for death at all times, not only now. Kullu nafsin za'ikatul maut. Every living being shall taste death. So we must be prepared for it. So remember the quantity nowadays. The other day I told you, in Lens was 21 people, remember, they passed away, and janaza, Allah Ta'ala grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Even if 1,000 people pass away, you must remember Ibn Hajar Asqalani wrote a whole book on this. And Ibn Hajar was a giant, lam yulad mithlahu ba'dahu. He said in Uzbekistan and those areas, 6,000 people were passing away, but they never closed the masjid. They never closed the masjid. Remember that. 6,000 people in that whole country and areas were passing away. So that's the point we are making. So you must remember in a case like that, that idiot there, why you don't close your shop and your surgery and all that? So you must remember, the point I'm making here is this, that we should be the ones that prepare for death. So you don't go give your wealth away just like that. You must give it to your heirs. You know, my family, friends, many of them very wealthy and so forth. So I say that give it to them during their lifetime. A person is worth 50, 100 million. So you know what will be the estate duty, so much wrangling, tangling, all that. So in your lifetime, give this to your son, give this to your daughter, sons and daughters, give to your father, mother, brothers, sisters, all that. So you won't pass away with 100 million, you will pass away with 10 million or 5 million. So that is what we will do. And yes, certain amount amount you give to the poor and the destitute. But what you are suggesting, that give away majority, that's wrong. That's not what Islam teaches. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu, the hadith in Muslim Sharif, that you don't give away all your wealth. He said half. Nabi alayhi salam said no. He said thuluth. Then Nabi alayhi salam said, wa thuluthu kathir, even one third is a lot. So therefore, Islam allowed, you can bequeath for non-heirs up to one third.
Ustad, I don't owe anybody any money, and I'm debt-free. This is from Johannesburg. But I get a lawyer's letter stating I have not paid my Edgar's account of 29,000 rand, which I don't even own, Ustad. Would it be right for me to sue, it says here, Edgar's, for falsely claiming charges from me? Would the money they give me be halal to use if I win the case, Ustad?
Before you even sue and engage lawyers and all that, why you don't just contact them, their head office, and tell them that you think that this is a mistake? Many a time, even I get certain things, and then they tell us, no, it's a mistake. And so, and you get so many chances today in South Africa, you know. This guy and this guy will say you owe this money and so forth. So instead of engaging lawyers and all these type of things, yeah, so you should be the one. You must remember that what you should do, that you should be the one, engage with them. And then tell them, if they insist, then they must bring the evidence and so forth. And they don't listen, then you go and sue them. And then whatever they give you, you must remember that's fine for you.
So start in a case where three witnesses are required for a nikah. Does it have to be family members, Ustad?
Remember, not three witnesses, two male witnesses. When I say you can sue them and use the money for your taxes and fines and all that, not now for your eating, drinking and all that. Okay, remember, two men are required for nikah, the girl's permission, the girl's father's permission. La nikaha illa bi waliyin wa shuhudin. So open Musnad Ahmad, Mishkat Sharif, various compilations, you will find it. So in a case like that, it's not necessary, they must be family members. It can be, normally we tell the people, see, my daughter is getting married, for example. Mm-hmm. So the best thing is this, and Mona Arafat is performing the nikah, for example. So the best thing is the girl's father, he becomes the wakil, the representative. He's the wali, guardian, and wakil, representative. Then we have two witnesses. So if you want, you can have one witness from our side and one witness from the boy's side. Otherwise, both witnesses from the girl's side. All that is not necessary, they must be family. But it's better, you must remember, they be family, but two only are required, not three.
Mm. Somebody says, Ustad, if I have a contagious sickness, dear Mufti Sab, please guide me. But I am feeling well. Should I or should I not go for Juma Salah, Ustad?
No, you must go. There's too much waham now. People, just, you must remember, cough a little bit. I'm asking you a question. You go shop. You go job. So see, why do we, for worldly things, we apply different standard? Now for masjid, religious, we are. That's my point I'm making. Did the thought come to you? Must I go to my surgery or not? Must I go to my shop or not? Must I go to my job or not? There nobody will ask the question. But no, you know, Jumma time. There's big crowd, there's this and all that. So that shows how weak our iman is become. What has happened is, you waswisu fi sudurin nas min al jinnati wan nas. This is the waswasa and whisperings of shaitan. Like that first brother there, you know, that people, ignorant, jahil people, you understand, talk nonsense, you know. So ask yourself, for worldly things, you don't boycott. But masjid, you boycott. I know of some people from last year, March till now, 15, 16 months, they never went to a mosque. And why? He said, no, they never went to their father's janaza. So is that not shaitaniyat? You see, that's why we say, waham ka koi ilaj nahi. This is the shaitani whisperings. And remember that this is how shaitan gets hold of you, instills that fear in you. So you, we are people with iman. Wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah. Good, bad, happy, sad, everything comes from Almighty Allah. So we must believe in that. You go, every male, you go to the masjid. Woman, you read at home.
SubhanAllah. Well said, Ustad. Eric says, I don't understand something, sir. Is your praying five times a day not special to you? So what is the difference on Friday and not every day? I'm referring to your daily midday prayers. Eric, Ustad.
Thank you, my brother Eric. Highly, highly appreciate it. You see, my brother Eric, Because you are not a Muslim, so I will give you a logical explanation. You see, just now, 6 o'clock, 6:15, depending where we are, but yeah, in our region, remember that the prayer time, people pray at 6 o'clock, 6:15, like that. Because sunrise is late now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just speaking about the I'm speaking about the compulsory prayer, Brother Eric. So what happens is we read two units, two rakats. Why? We thank Almighty Allah for the sense of touching. You see, I'm sitting here and there's a table here. So I put my hand on the table so I can tell you whether it's hot or it's cold. So we thank Almighty Allah for that. Thereafter, you must remember that Zuhr time, what you call, 12:30, 1 o'clock, we pray, we read 4 rakats normally. So remember, that is to thank Almighty Allah for the sense of hearing. We can hear the sound from all 4 directions. Then Asr time, late afternoon, 4 o'clock, 4:30, so we read 4 units. We thank Almighty Allah for the sense of smell. We just enter our home and we can smell the aroma, the fragrance, The wife, the mother cook wonderful, sumptuous meal, And then Maghrib time after sunset, we read 3 units. We thank Almighty Allah for sense of sight. We can see in front, we can see on the right, we can see on the left, all these things here. So remember that that is what is compulsory, we have to do that. So to thank Almighty Allah. Then in the evening, so 8 o'clock, 8:30, depending on the season, so we read 4 units. We thank Almighty Allah for the sense of taste. So whatever solid liquid we take, so either it is sweet, either it is sour, either it is bitter, either it is salty. So look at the beautiful system. Now Friday, remember Almighty Allah gave choice. So Islam, Muslims, Almighty Allah gave the Muslims the best day of the week. And that is Friday, Jumu'ah. Why? Now all the Muslims, you must not read in your small, small mosque and so forth. We're speaking in normal circumstances now. Go to the big mosque and go to the Jummah mosque, Jami mosque. So there you will bring about more unity, uniformity in the Ummah, in the people. And the Christians, the Jews, they chose Saturday, Sabbath, they say. And then the Christians, they chose Sunday. So we are again first in this sense. So therefore, you must remember Friday for us is a special, special day. Because see, my brother Eric, Almighty Allah, He is the only Khaliq and Creator. He created the entire universe in 6 days. Saturday to Thursday. You, Eric, you staying in Umslanga. You built your house or you bought your house. You made renovations and then you moved in. So similarly, God Almighty Allah, He created the universe in 6 days. And then on Friday, He created the masterpiece, Prophet Adam, peace be upon him. You are the masterpiece of the creation. So therefore, all this is for your benefit. So therefore, Friday for us is the greatest day of the week. Because remember, Almighty Allah made us the best of His creation.
I see Vishnu here says, sir, have you heard of the earthquake yesterday in Durban? And my friend Farhad says that God is upset and angry with us. My question to you, sir, is that if God is upset with us, why must the innocent suffer? The earthquake, Ustad, Vishnu.
Sorry about that. Anyway, my brother Vishnu, that is what you will say, that why must the innocent suffer and so forth. So Almighty Allah, let wars go on. Almighty Allah, let earthquake go on. Almighty Allah brings floods and deluge. So many innocent people, what we will say, also pass away and so forth. So let's take the case of children that are not mature. So what will happen to them? They all will go to paradise. So you must remember, so for them, it becomes a blessing in disguise. Although for the parents and the family members to see that might be something difficult. So me and you, my brother Vishnu, with our puny little brains, we cannot fathom and comprehend the mercy and the wisdom of Almighty Allah, because everything of ours is limited, and everything of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, is infinite and unlimited.
Mm. I see somebody says here, Ustad, that, good morning, sir. Is your religion defined by your words or by your heart? If I say I am a Muslim, does it mean that I have reverted, Ustad?
You must remember, if you just said it with a... with the tip of your tongue, then that person is not a true Muslim. There are many people today who will say they're Muslim, but it's just with the tip of the tongue. Therefore, when we make a person a Muslim, we tell him to read the words, the formula, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Abdul Rasulu. But he himself must say, I'm reading this from the inner recesses of my heart, from the bottom of my heart, and he makes a sincere pledge. So Islam is not man-made. It's not what I say, he say, you say, no. Islam is divine. You see, Quran, that is the noble book, the final book, constitution, 6,236 verses. So remember, that is the direct speech of Almighty Allah. Millions of people have memorized it. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. And then we have the elaboration and explanation by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Chapter 16, verse number 44, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ. So we have the theoretical constitution, then we have the practical constitution, and that is the example and the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So that is the difference, my brother. It's not what I say, you say. We have to fit into Islam and not let Islam fit into our worms, fancies and desires. And always remember this. Whenever there is a conflict between reason and revelation, then remember, revelation must be given preference because Islam is supra-logical.
Allahu Akbar. I see Sister Lillian says, sir, can you tell me if it's authentic or not? They say that Gaza was under attack last night. Is it true, Sister Lillian?
Yes, even I heard something and saw that a little bit news coming through. So this is what they will try and do. You must remember that they will compete with one another. The only thing the Jews and the Zionists agree on is to kill more and more Palestinians. Everything else they'll differ on. And they think that they'll get power like that. And remember, they have the American veto. But the world can see who the real terrorists are. The whole world can see who the real state terrorism is. And remember, how long will they continue like that? South Africa tried it. You know what happened. So June 16th and all that in 1976. So it must fail. It's a failed recipe. And Allah Ta'ala's punishment is on the Jews forever. They can be staying anywhere, but they can never find true peace because they will be humiliated and disgraced. And open, Sister Lillian, chapter 7, verse number 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. So remember that they want to say this is a war. How can it be a war? You come and steal my land, you steal my olive trees, you destroy our mosque, all these things here. And remember, before the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel came into being, it was terrorism. Go study the Irgun gang and terrorists, the Stern gang and terrorists. Go study the Haganah gang and terrorists. So from that time already, so how many incidents we can give you? So may Almighty Allah dismantle the apartheid rogue regime of Israel, and may Almighty Allah give, and this Arab the dictators and traitors, may Almighty Allah dismantle them also, who are supporting Israel. May Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa. Amin.
1 minute after 6, we're going to leave it there, Ustad. Somebody says, send the link to join Mufti AK Hussein group, Ustad.
Yeah, they send me a number, 071-888-1184, and we'll send it to you, inshallah.